Your article also points out that national parks are really great places to see the night sky because there's very little development in the parks themselves, so the skies remain, you know, relatively dark, certainly compared to more populated areas. But I kept thinking as I was working on the article that there's nothing that the parks can really do about development outside their boundaries. Is light pollution getting worse inside the parks? And how big a worry is this for the future?
Yeah, light pollution is getting worse. In fact, the way I first got involved in this, when I was at that talk, I was listening to the ranger talk about an initiative that the Park Service was doing. They had formed a small group of rangers and gotten together and formed this National Park Service Night Sky Team to actually measure the amount of light pollution above the parks, because a couple of these rangers had noticed, just even over a few years, light getting worse to the naked eye, so they set out to measure this. So one of the things the Park Service is trying to do is raise the awareness amongst both visitors and the surrounding communities that preserving a dark, starry sky can actually be an economic draw. It can bring people to the park. And if you're, say, operating a motel or a hotel or a restaurant just outside a park's boundary, well, if people have been brought there by the night sky, maybe you can help preserve that night sky as well with your business, turning the lights off at night or putting in approved dark sky shades. So if we're all night sky friendly together, this can actually be an economic boon. And the Chamber of Commerce in Bar Harbor, Maine, which is right outside of Acadia National Park, has really gotten on board with this idea. And so now they're in their fourth or fifth year of the Acadia Night Sky Festival, and it actually is bringing people to the parks.
And what percentage or fraction of park rangers have backgrounds or at least a broad familiarity with astronomy or the night sky?
It's not a huge fraction. At a lot of parks, the evening astronomy program is often the most popular, but it will be a ranger that maybe just had this as a hobby. So in most parks, it's probably just one person. So it's one ranger amongst perhaps several dozen or 100 that work there. So that's why a number of parks are partnering with local astronomy clubs. It's also something that this National Park Service Night Sky program is trying to do, of actually partner retirees, amateur astronomers who are good with the public, and getting these folks into the parks so that parks are no longer dependent upon just that one lone ranger to do the night sky program.
It sounds like maybe the Park Service should start including some basic astronomy training as part of that training for rangers. Would you agree with that?
I do, and in fact, this is something that is kind of beginning. The Astronomical Society of the Pacific, in conjunction with the National Park Service, has started offering once-a-year training sessions on how to be a night sky ranger. Essentially, it's an Astro 101 class that lasts for a full week that gives training not only in basic astronomy, but then how to communicate that basic astronomy to your average public. And just this last year, they were doing this up in Acadia National Park, and we had rangers coming to us from national parks, monuments, state parks, and even public observatories and planetaria from around the country came out to Acadia, Maine, in order to better learn how to communicate the night sky to the public. And it even turned out that we were there on a weekend when we had the aurora show up. So it was really a wonderful opportunity to convey all of this information back to people that could take it back to their visitors.
And it sounds like, too, that there's also been at least some involvement with the International Dark Sky Association. Is that correct?
That is also correct. In fact, I'm a member of the board of directors for the International Dark Sky Association.
And do you think, you know, we might eventually get to a point where all or almost all national parks have at least some kind of star party during the course of a year? It's very clearly growing, and I'm just wondering if maybe this is going to become a really broad national phenomenon.
It can, I certainly hope so, but this is almost the very definition of a grassroots effort. There are still a few parks out there where superintendents that go home at 5 p.m. never experience astronomy in their own park. Some folks have encountered pushback from their other superintendents saying, astronomy, well, that has nothing whatsoever to do with our park. So one of the things that I recommend is that when you're a visitor to a national park, if you enjoy the night sky, if you went to a ranger program, or if you brought a telescope, or if there was a telescope viewing, stop by the visitor center the next day and tell them that this is what you did, this is what you enjoyed, and this really helped improve your park experience. that, the more the message will filter its way up and the better the chances of this being a national movement.
Another part of the article that I found interesting, and you know, when I first asked you to write this article, it was not something that was immediately obvious to me or that I expected to be in the article, but was very glad to see that you included, was the section about some of these parks have archaeological evidence for astronomers in these native cultures from many hundreds or over 1,000 years ago. You mentioned, of course, the Chaco Culture National Historic Park. Are there other parks, too, where people can see evidence for ancient astronomy?
Yes, there are. Mesa Verde in southern Colorado is an excellent example. There's also potentially Wapodki National Monument in Arizona. So many of the parks that are in the southwest Four Corners area have this connection to the ancestral Puebloan people, what used to be called the Anasazi. But also a place like Great Basin National Park, the Fremont people. Any of these parks that have connections to the original, the Native American people on this continent, well, you had to pay attention to the sky if you were to know about the seasons, to know when to have your ceremonies. So many of these parks have some kind of astronomical connection. It just so happens that in the southwest, where there isn't erosion, where the buildings and the structures are carved out of stone, and there are pictographs and petroglyphs, the record is better preserved. But many, many cultures, and therefore many, many parks, have some element of this.
Now that concludes the questions that I had, but was there anything else that you'd like to mention that I did not ask you about?
Well, I guess what I would recommend and mention to people is when you go out, go to your national park, find a national park that you've never been to, seek out the dark places of the country. There are maps that you can find online that show light pollution, how bright and dark the skies are over the U.S. or other parts of the world. And one of the things that's just clearly evident is that we here in the U.S. are very special in having a developed country that still has some amazingly dark skies, especially in the western half of the United States. To find skies as dark as what we have out here in, say, Europe, for instance, you'd have to travel to far northern Scandinavia, or you'd have to travel down into northern Africa. So we are very lucky here to have a wonderful transportation network as well as dark skies. So take that opportunity to go out and find those parks in the dark places of our country. And if you're there, chances are you'll see visitors from all over the world. And so one of the things they'll take back when they go home is just how beautiful not only the landscape is here, but the skies above it.
I want to thank you for writing your wonderful article. I'm very confident that our readers are going to really enjoy it. I want to wish you continued success with this effort that you're doing to raise public awareness about all the great astronomy and observing that people can do in our parks.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm just happy to be a part of this.